An emergency hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday produced more questions than answers around why the Trump administration moved to quietly end a humanitarian immigration policy known as medical deferred action. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley pushed for the hearing after Boston area immigrants began receiving denial letters saying they needed to leave the country within 33 days. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was at the hearing and joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Bob.
So after breaking the news recently about the end of the medical deferred action program, what'd you learn at yesterday's hearing?
Well, I was on the lookout for a few things that haven't been answered by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services or ICE. Who made the call to end the processing of medical deferred action requests? Why did the agency go about it the way it did without issuing any public statements? And what's the current policy moving forward? Does one exist? Now, all of those questions were asked by lawmakers, but there were no answers. And that's because the government witness from Citizenship and Immigration Services repeatedly declined to answer those questions. He was citing pending litigation. Let's take a listen to Congresswoman Pressley addressing Daniel Renaud, the U.S. CIS official.
Was this a policy change that was a result of a request from any high-ranking political appointee at the White House?
At the advice of counsel, I'm not able to discuss the reasons for any change in.
Can you submit it in writing if you can't do it here on the official record?
I believe the issue is that we have pending litigation.
So that back and forth was repeated throughout the day. The litigation that he's referring to was actually filed by the ACLU of Massachusetts in Boston federal court.
Okay, so no word at the hearing on why the policy ended, but from the hearing, do we have a better sense of the scope of this program? How many people are affected, Shannon?
Well, yeah, we did get some numbers. So we know now that USCIS receives about 1,000 applications annually for medical deferred action, the majority of which are denied. That's according to the agency. There were approximately 791 pending requests as of August 7th. That's the date USCIS apparently stopped processing medical deferred action, even though there was never a public announcement made. Now, of those 791 requests, 424 of them were denied. USCIS says those 424 cases are now reopened. As for the remaining 367 cases, the USCIS official said those cases haven't been touched, and he couldn't give a timeline of when any sort of decisions might be made on those pending applications.
All right. So what next, Shannon? What were your takeaways from the hearing?
Well, I'd say, you know, big picture, what was almost immediately clear when lawmakers began asking their questions of the witnesses was just how divided, pretty much right along party lines, the subcommittee appears to be on this topic of medical deferred action, but overall on immigration policy. Republican committee members repeatedly asked former acting ICE director Thomas Homan, who was a witness, to talk about the situation at the border, repeatedly saying there's a crisis and really invoking the need for immigration policy reform. Here's Republican Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin. He's questioning whether Democrats were trying to score political points by calling the emergency hearing. Here he is addressing Homan.
Do you believe these folks are here to create an unnecessary fear that's never going to happen anyway? In other words, they are scaring people who shouldn't be scared.
Now, on the other side of the aisle, we heard words like cruel and inhumane and heartless. Here's New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who pressed the USCIS official, asking him why the policy changed and at whose request, after he repeatedly cited that pending litigation. Ocasio-Cortez suggested further action.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think that we should consider, and I believe that after this hearing, we have no recourse but to consider discussing a subpoena.
After the hearing, Pressley told us that she was grateful that a subpoena was floated out there as an option.
And, of course, there's still the lawsuit in Boston.
Right, exactly. So there's the lawsuit pending in Boston federal court asking for the reinstatement of medical deferred action. It'll take some time for that to play out. And then there's this letter signed by almost every Massachusetts delegate and by a total of nearly 130 members of Congress asking for detailed information around the end of medical deferred action. That letter gives the administration a deadline of this Friday to provide answers. So we'll see what happens.
All right. WBUR's Shannon Dooling will stay on this. Shannon, thanks for joining us this morning from Washington.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.